Work it over, Israel. Your magazine with over.
Amen. Magazine with over to you, to your whole family.
Thank you. I saw you walking past in Yantif. I didn't want to shout out good Yantif because there are a lot of people dabbling there.
All right. Okay. Are you? Uh-huh.
Morning, well,
good morning, everybody. Morning, everybody. How are you?
Thank you.
There's some people here today that weren't here yesterday, and there's some people that were here yesterday that weren't here today, that aren't here today, which is a big problem, because if we're going to do it today without going over what we did yesterday, you're going to get lost. And as I mentioned yesterday, if you get this sugya wrong, you're an apikoros. And I'm not exaggerating. You're a full-fledged apikoros if you learn the sugya incorrectly. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people walking around out there today who have the sugya incorrect and are full-fledged apikolsin, Rahman al-Litzlan. So we have to take that into account when we learn the sugya. The reason why we learn the sugya, in my opinion, is because there's so much misinformation about the sugya that you have to get it right. So that's what the Mechaber here has done. He's come and he has tried to put it into some kind of a perspective. The sugya is based on the Arizal and the Ramchal. These are not easy sugyas. But there's so much misinformation about this written out there that I feel that it's necessary to do it in order just to correct that. Rabbi Zriel Zatzal felt that it was lechatchila to learn the sugya, but obviously you have to learn it properly. So that's why I put it at the back of the sefer, and it's very matim to what we've been learning. But the subject is very, very adin, and you have to take this, you have to learn the sugya properly, and what you don't understand, don't understand. Don't think that you're gonna see things there that are not so hard, not so easy to chap. And these are not sugyas that are well known and well learned, and that's why, unfortunately, there's a lot of incorrect approaches to the subject. The subject is called Anogas HaMishpat VaAnogas HaYichud, and it's not poshut. Anyway, what we did yesterday, for those who weren't here yesterday, we went over the Ramchal in Das Tfunis as to why Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, to give us the opportunity, Lahanus Miziv Shchinosoi. That's the ultimate Tanuk that Hashem can give us, and that's what He wants to give us. But He doesn't want to give it as a as Lechem Chesed. He wants us to earn it, because it's lacking if it comes as charity. If you get something as charity, it's not as pleasurable as when you've earned it, you've worked for it. I think everybody understands that and knows that. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, this world, in order to give us the opportunity to earn the good that He ultimately wants to give us, which is our opportunity, our ability to be disanig el Hashem l'anus miziv shchinosoi. That's how the Ramchal puts it. Then, as another hagdoma, we discussed why the world was created. The Mishnah says the world was created with the Serem Amorois, and we said it's coming to teach us. The Maharal says it's coming to teach us that the world is like a stepladder, and you go up and down a ladder, and therefore you are. Let's maybe just go through it inside again quickly. Also, we didn't really come with Pshat, but we have to see. We have to go right and see what he's talking about here. So he asked, why did Hashem have to create the world by Serem Amorois? So it says that the Gemara says Litenscha. And to punish the Tzidur Shem who destroyed the world that created Master Mamas. So on Reish Pei Dalet, the second paragraph, he says, these are 10 rungs of a ladder. You can go up a ladder, you can go down a ladder. And it says, Bria Oilam, Bria Oilam, Be'esa Mamaris, Kamo, Kinesinus Hadagus Boilam, Dan if Sharut Leis Tov Yeisa or Tov Pachot. The mashmois of the world created with Tema Morris is you have a choice to be a bit more good or a bit worse good. Therefore, it allows to give reward to the tzaddikim and punishment to the rishoyim. Mashain kain imayelim nivra b'mayme echad lo yisakaymas b'efshurut shel aliyah v'yirida. If the world was created with one mayma, then there wouldn't be an opportunity to go up or down. There wouldn't be different levels. Everything would just be the same. Whichever way you want to cut the cake, the world was created in order for people to withstand nisyonos. Then you will get the reward that Hashem wants to give, bedin and not bechesed, because you've earned it. You withstood the nisyonos, and you will therefore get what you need to get. That's what we did yesterday. Okay, so let's go a little bit further here. And let's see, if you've got questions or whatever, you must ask them now, because, and if you don't understand anything, then just don't understand it. But don't think you've understood it if you haven't. We've made the Varanu, Kol Matara Sa'ilam Tulu Evamedes Beyadov Shela Adam. Based on what we've said, and I think we knew this before, I think everyone understands this, that the entire goal of the world is dependent on us. Each person has in his hands what's going to be with the final goal of the world. Will he keep the tzivoim of Hashem and withstand the nisyonos? Or shema chasfilich shol v'lo yase es hanidrash mimenu v'as chasfilil nisbotel tachlis abriya. Well, no, maybe chasfilil he won't keep what he was supposed to keep, and therefore the purpose of the bria will be nullified. Ulam ein advarim pshutim, but it's not that simple. If we don't do what we're supposed to do, so that's it, the whole world, Hashem created a world, ran it for all these years and whatever, and then it goes bankrupt, it's finished, and then poops, nothing, no, didn't work. That's really the truth. That's not shaykh. It's not shaykh that the world's not going to go where it's got to go. But one second, you just said we've got Bechirin, we can choose not to let it go where it wants to go. Are you telling me that Hashem wouldn't let that thing happen? So then I don't have Bechira, I do have Bechira. B'shel kach gozru chachmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'anig es ha'olam b'shnei minyan hagois. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyze, his divine wisdom was goyze, that he'll run the world, he'll minayg the world with two different dynamics, two different matrices. I don't know what you want to call hanhagos here. I don't know what the correct English word is. He's going to run the world in two different ways. We've encountered this problem before. These two hanagas seem at first sight to contradict each other completely. We'll see that they actually complement each other. We've had this problem before where we see major contradictions in Hashem's world and we aren't able to reconcile them. You can't really reconcile this one either, but we can in our way of learning that we've been doing with the Nefesh HaChaim, using his approach to these sugyas, is we fan the coals, we warm ourselves, we use the light of these coals, but we never pick up the coal. You can never really understand it, but we can get a little bit of a sense of how these two seemingly opposing forces actually work together. So let's first put these two anagas on the table and then see why they're not shaykh to live in the same world together, and then try and see if we can do something with these. And we'll see maybe where some of the, unfortunately, some of the writings about the sugi have gone completely wrong and lead down a terribly not so good path. Okay. Hanoga arishoyne nikras beloshen haramchal hanoga samishpat. The Ramchal, the Arizal as well. I mentioned this yesterday. I learned this for the first time by Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. I was in a shiur by his in Yerushalayim. We used to go, the yeshiva used to be very close to his yeshiva. And on Monday night, he used to give a shiur. Not a Kabbalah shiur. He used to give a very, we used to learn, I think we were learning Pirkei Avos at the time, maybe. Then he went through the Siddur. Nothing majorly, whatever. But in one of the shiur, he brought this sugya. And for weeks, we were fighting with him over this. And as known, Rav Israel and Rav Yaakov Hillel were very, very close. They learned together, and a lot of the sugyas mustami were threshed out by the two of them. So it goes like this. I was once sitting in the shiur with Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, and Rabbi Israel walked into the room, and Rabbi Yaakov stopped the shiur and stood up for him. He stood up for Rabbi Tauber, just in case you want to know who we're learning the sugyas from. who says Rav Taube is qualified to write these sugars. I'm just telling you, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel stand up for Rav Taube. So if Rav Hillel means anything to you, then it will tell you who Rav Taube was. Okay, so the first Hanoga is called Hanoga Samishpat. It's called the way of justice, of din, mishpat. Hanoga zu akol mitnael b'lepi d'lefi din. This is the world we understand. This is the world we grow up with. This is the world we have no problem understanding. It's the world of din. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. You do a mitzvah, you get rewarded. You do an aveira, you get punished. That's the world we understand. Yeah, the world of schar v'onesh. Shenema melech b'mishmat yamid aretz. Hashem establishes, keeps the world going. Melech b'mishpat. That's what in the world we're at. The world in the moment now. Rosh Hashanah Yom Adin. We're in the world of Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. The world is upheld through din, through mishpat. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kovah chukim ba'olam. Mishma kaimes achuk sheim shesa mitzvos lo asei v'ramach mitzvos asei. Yekabel eschare. Hashem creates a world with a whole bunch of rules and regulations, and whoever keeps the 613 rules, mitzvahs aseh v'mitzvahs lo aseh, he'll get his reward. And who doesn't, he'll get his oinesh. This is all tolu on our bechira. Hashem doesn't interfere. Whatever you do good, you'll get rewarded for. Whatever you don't do good, you'll get the opposite. That's the world we understand, and you're telling me, listen, I've got to get up this early in the morning to come here, these basic things. This is Aleph Beis. In Achinami, this is Aleph Beis. That's the world of Hanhoga Samishpat. But since the world has to, at the end of the day, go where it's got to go to, the world has to matzliach, Hashem is going to matzliach in his goals. HaKadosh Baruch Hu masavev umanig es ha'olam banhogas pnimis nisteris. This is where we're stepping into a dangerous world. Now, up to now, what we've said is what we've said. And if this is all you understand, that's gewaldic, you've got it right. There's nothing terribly complicated in the world of Schar V'Onesh. However, Hashem has another Hanhoga, which is Pnimius Nisteris. Pnimius just means it's more closer to where Hashem is. And it's hidden, completely hidden. Hidden doesn't mean that it's locked up in the safe waiting for you to get to a certain level where you'll be able to see it. It means it's hidden. It means we can't understand it. Shall pierce sof sof yegea oile lematarosa sofis. At the end of the day, the world's going where it's going to go. But you just said, it's going to get to where it's supposed to go. But you just said it's tolu on my bechira. And if my bechira doesn't take it to where it's going to go, how's it going to get there? The world of Schar V'Onesh doesn't have guarantees that you'll get to where you're going to get to. Because it's tolu on my bechira. But now you're telling me, no, there's a guarantee the world's going where it's going to go to. And that's because of this hidden inner hanoga. So what are we talking about? This is not a revealed way that Hashem conducts his world. It's completely hidden. It's there, but it's hidden. The Ramchal calls this Hanhoga Sayichud. Okay? I'm not even going to try and translate Hanhoga Sayichud. You can Google translate it if you want. I'm not going to translate Hanhoga Sayichud. We'll see. We'll try and understand it a little bit, what we can. I'm not going to try and translate it. This Hanhoga is that which gives us the security and the aruva, the guarantee, the guarantor, that no matter what happens, no matter what happens, the world's going to where it's going to get, and Hashem's Rotson in Mekayming the Bria is going to go to where it's going to go to. Now, I'm going to stop and think about this a little bit. It sounds outrageous. It sounds completely, if you've never heard this before and you're hearing this for the first time, and your whole life you've understood the world correctly, by the way, it's not incorrect, it's 100% correct. You've understood the world in Hanhoga Samishpat, then what you just heard now, have you mamish bouncing off the walls. You should be outraged. If you didn't know me better, you might have thought that I'll be Kepikotis and we're learning Sifra Apikorsis here. Because what you just said now is that there's no real Bechira, really. Chas v'chalila. But you just said there's Hanhoga Samishpat. That doesn't go away because there's Hanhoga Sayichud. Somehow these two things work together. Totally contradictory. Totally contradictory. You see that? You understand that these are totally contradictory? If you don't see that totally contradictory, we have to try and we have to stop now and show you why they're completely. Bechira means that you can choose where the world's going. You can do the Chet HaEgel that Bechira lets you to do. The Chet HaMeraglim. Or you can be like Yeshua Kalev and you, Bechira, not to do the Chet HaMeraglim. Whatever all that was about. You have Bechira. I mean, if I have Bechira, and the only way I'm going to get the reward is if I earn. So if I don't earn it, how am I going to get it? Hashem doesn't want to give me the reward Lechem Chesed. That's why I created the world. If he's going to give me Lechem Chesed, he didn't have to create the world and put us through 6,000 years of torture. What do I have to go through all of this for? Just give it to me. No, 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 you have to earn it. Otherwise, you're not getting the good reward. So it means I have to earn it. That means it's real. I could not earn it, and yes, I can earn it. And now you're telling me, no, everything's going where it's going at the end of the day. It's all get there. No worries. Don't worry. Do whatever you want. It's all going to get there. It's all good. That's crazy. That's crazy. Some of the ramifications of this is to do tshuva. So I didn't do what I was supposed to do. But at the end of the day, I'm going to go where I'm going to go to. I'm getting where I'm getting to. The world's going to get to its tachlis. The tachlis is I'm going to get what Hashem created the world to give me. What is the tachlis of the world? The tachlis of the world that Hashem wants to give me, wants to give me. Not this toiva. The Loshon of the Mesilas Yesharim and the Das Tfunas. Lahano is Beziv Shchinosoi. That he wants to give me. That Lahano is that Hano of radiating in the Shchina. Fantastic. So if you earn that, that's great. Because now you've earned it. You get it. You deserve it. That's going to be Sholem. And if you don't earn it and you get it, it's not Sholem. That's why Hashem created the world in this place. So how's the world going to get to its Tachlis if I don't do what I'm supposed to do? That's the problem here, okay? Is that clear? Now, if you don't want to deal with this anymore, then switch off. And go back to Hanhagas HaMishpat, because Hanhagas HaMishpat is 100% correct. Just one second. Hanhagas HaMishpat goes away.
But we cannot say that in some case we have the Berira, in other case we haven't. That means the Berira we have, but in some case we haven't. We cannot decide. That means it, we have the both.
100%. 100%. You don't have everything. But where you have Bechira, you have Bechira. Chut takes away your Bechira completely. Seemingly, we'll see. I'm just showing you where the steerer is. You're right, you don't have Bechira in everything. Many things we don't have Bechira. That's Rav Dessler's famous essay, Nakudata Bechira. Where you have Bechira, you have Bechira. Where you're being tested, where you're having a Nisayon, there you're Bechira. You don't have Bechira, steal or not. When you walk into the Makolet, you don't sweating and having an ordeal, should you steal or shouldn't? I hope not. Because that's not where your Bechir is. That's not a Nisayin. For somebody else, he walks into the Makolet, it's a big Nisayin. As Bechir, whether he'll steal or won't he steal? For another person, he walks into the Makolet, he steals. He doesn't have Bechir, because that's how he was brought up. You know, Chinami. But we're talking about where have Bechir. Oh, just one second. There were a couple of chats coming in here. Let me just see. Okay, can we not say that the Bechira of the angel takes you where he is going? So it's not a contradiction that Hashem is taking the flow with. Okay, regardless of the individual. No, because the individual takes up the flow. If one letter in the Sefer Torah doesn't go where it's going, the whole world's tachlis never comes. Everybody's got to go to where to go in the end. It's a good havina, you're right. The klal is going to where it's going to go. It means even if one person does what he was supposed to do, Hashem followed the purpose of the bria. But with that, the whole of klal has to go where it's going. You need everybody. Not just to have Avram. You need Yitzhak, Yaakov, and all the doish down there. Otherwise, what am I doing here? Hashem could have fulfilled the purpose of bria already. Have Avram. And then give Avram the reward. So now you're giving good to. That's what Hashem wanted to do. It's the give. You find one person to give to, and you give. After Moshe Rabbeinu, what does he need me? No, he needs the whole of Klal Yisrael. That's why we have a Klal Yisrael. That's why we got given the Torah. Every year he's chelik in Torah, and every year has to do what he has to do. Otherwise, the whole Bria hasn't come to its. If I'm not putting on tefillin, there's a massive hole in your tefillin. But you've got a $20,000 of tefillin. You're putting on tefillin with all the digdim and all the kavanas, and you're doing your thing. But if I'm not putting on tefillin, there's a massive hole in your tefillin. Because Klal Yisrael is a whole, we one entity. You can't tell me, yeah, well, the body will go to where it's got to go, we'll just lose a few limbs along. No, we want the body to be there, Sholem. And that's what Hanhagas HaYigdal would guarantees. So this is a real big problem. If you don't understand the problem, that's where you have a problem. If you think you've understood, if you don't see the problem, if you think there's no contradiction, that's where you have a problem. Then you're in a lot of trouble. You have to understand that this is understandable. Then we can go weiter. Okay, fine. Slowly, I warned you. I take no grace for your fusion. I warned you, it's not easy. And it's also, it's very new. And most of the age of 20, so this is stuff that we've been used to thinking in a certain way for a long, long time. And suddenly it starts off with a whole new approach to reality here. By the way, the Rambam's very similar ideas as well. This wasn't invented in the Mekubalim. This is Torah that's needed in this generation. Okay. But it needs to be understood properly and needs to be not understood properly. To get this one wrong, as I said, you're in a lot of trouble because then you know, one of the Yud Gimel is that there's Chav Oynish. If there's Chav Oynish, there's Bechira. That means you can mess it up. Bechira means you can get it wrong. And I'm telling you now, you can never get it wrong. Whatever is fine, it's all going where it's going to go. And I've spoken to people about this. They tell me you don't have to do tshuva because he didn't know that's what Hashem wanted in the first place. I mean, have you heard such outrageous nonsense? It's totally outrageous. You can't mix these two sugyas and come out. They don't work together. About Hashem's world, but in our world, don't work so good together. We'll see. Okay. Fine. So I just make sure you're thinking straight and not getting this wrong. If you're getting it wrong, it's better not to get it at all. Okay. Weiter, Reish Pei. Anybody still out? Anybody still awake?
We cannot say people the example. For example, okay. If we take driving license, in some case we can drive the car, but in some case the professor can take the control of the car. That means we have no control of the car. That means in some case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us opportunity.
100%, 100%. And I agree with you 100%. It's the same question that you asked before.
Yeah.
We're talking about where you do have Bechira. Where you're in control of the car, you're in control of the car.
Yeah.
It might only be 1 minute of the day that you're in control of the car. But you have to have Bechira, then all of us, a mishpat flies out the window. That's why you become an epikairis. Because somebody does Yud Gimel Ikarim. If you miss one of them, you're an epikairis. Well, first, not be kairah. It's a mitzvah to hate you. You're not chalek in klal Yisrael. A person, not you. I'm saying a person becomes an apikairah. So if you don't have bechira, then maschav oynish. You just wiped out one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim. Now, by the way, there's no stira but first ikah, which is that ani ma'amin ben meshleim shabayis bochshmo hu manig lekol abruim v'hu levado oise v'yase v'oise v'ose. That's the first of the Yud Gimel Ikarim. Hashem does everything, right? So now after that, you would think, well then, Schavoynish means it doesn't do everything because I got Bechira. Maybe Hashem doesn't enter. In the world, we have Bechira. Where that Bechira may be, however limited they be, but where I have Bechira, Hashem is not allowed to go in. That's the miracle of the Brit. You can go Kenega to Hashem. When the first Yud Gimel, the first of the Manikarim tells you that all this Kulu Hashem, there's nothing other than Hashem. You say Shema Yisrael every day. Hashem's infinite. If he's infinite, he's everything. So where's the room for Bechira in there? Okay, fine. So those are deep mystery, mystery. That's the sugya of the Tzimtzum and the Kav. We're not going into that now. Understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where he's infinite, and yet I still have room to have Bechira. Well, we don't understand that. But you have to. At some point, otherwise, why are voinish? If the driving instructor takes over the car and has an accident, I get punished for that. He was doing that. There must be some point where I'm driving the car, and if I bash the car, if I drive nicely, I get a prize. Has to be that way. Otherwise, where's room for schavoinish? There's no schavoinish with cows, elephants. There's no schavoinish by them because they're not bechira. They do whatever they're programmed to. Now, I'm also programmed to do a lot of what I do. But in some places, I'm not programmed. I have Bechira. And therefore, I have Bechira, then I'm totally responsible. And there has to be Schav Oynish. You can't tell me you have Bechira, but no matter what you do, going to where it's going to go to. There's a stira stira gadol mizeh. Bechira means you can mess it up. You can lose it. Otherwise, the big cup. Just give me for free. No, I can't give it to you for free. You have to earn. If I have to earn it, that means I cannot earn it. If you don't come to work, you don't get paid. No, don't come to work, you'll get So the guy goes to work and doesn't go to work, everyone gets paid at the end of the day. The law yecholiot, it's impossible. That's the problem we have. You have to have the problem. The answer to this problem is ma'od mod amok. We'll see. But you have bechira, the schav o'inesh, and at the same time, and that's why it's not one hanhoga. These two things, hanhoga samishpat vanhoga yichud, will never become one thing. There will always be two things. We'll see how they complement each other, but there will always be two completely contradictory hanhogas. Come one thing. Can't be. They're exclusive. Let's see. A lot of patience. Don't get behelim. Don't get excited. Don't off the wall. We trust the people. The Ramchal knew what he was talking about. Ramchal can trust the Ramchal. No, the Ramchal knew what he was talking about. Yeah. The Rizal knew what he was talking about. The Masoiras that we have that brought us these Torahs, that we can rely on them. We know what they talk about. Let's see what they say with patience, with calmness. Let's see what's going on here. Okay. Reish Pei Hei. Banhaga Samishpat. Hakol tolu b'seinu v'agonoseinu. In the Anhagas HaMishpat, in the world of Mishpat, which is where you and I live, things dependent on our actions and our behavior. And Kamay Mechazal, that the Shlomo brings, the Nefesh HaChayim. Hashem Tzilcho. What does it mean, Hashem Tzilcho? Hashem Tzilcho al yad yiminecha. Yeah, that means Hashem's the shade on your right hand. So the six-year-old pshat is that Hashem's the shadow and he protects you. Fortune we explain this very deeply. The Shlo HaKadosh and the Nefesh HaChaim say, Hashem Tzilcha, Ma Tzela Tzoichich Lo Tzoichich Ho. The shadow, what's that in the shadow? Not that it puts you in the shade on a hot day. The shadow is, it does whatever you do. When you smile, the shadow smiles. When you cry, the shadow cries. The shadow reflects what you do. The shadow moves with you. You're creating the shadow. That's how Hashem conducts self. Hashem is tzil. Hashem is yosho. That means hakol tolu lefi ma'aseinu. Everything is what we do. If we move to the left, Hashem moves to the left. To the right, Hashem moves to the right. Hashem is yosho. He reflects back what you do. Im la toiv li mamutov mida keneged mida. Whatever we do, Hashem responds biduk based on what we do. Good, good, not, not. Yeah? That's what it means, Hashem Tzilcho. You control Hashem in this area, Kaviyochel. You smile, Hashem smiles. You cry, Hashem cries. He's your shadow. Say what?
As an individual or a klal? Or both?
The klal is made up of individuals. We're talking about individuals now. But Avada, the klal is made up of individuals. You can't have a klal without individuals. Sure. You can't have two if you don't have one plus one. Kachu gam haklal v'kolo Torah shebiksav. And that's the klal in the world of Torah shebiksav, in Moshe Rabbeinu's world. V'hoyim shema tishmu, v'nesati gashmeichim b'yito. V'im chasvich yizkaim v'saltim v'avadatim, Elokim Acherim, it's all Mida Keneged Mida. You do the right thing, you get that, you don't. All of Torah should be Sadak there. You walk in Hashem's statutes, wonderful. You don't, all the klalois come. Chas v'chalila. All the way through Shoy Nevim, you see that. Klal Yisrael didn't keep the mitzvahs, and Hashem got terrible yusurim. V'luk Hashechu Lasi says, "Rotzon Hashem, sorry, matzorah v'tishkot aret." The minute they did tshuva, they fasted, they did tshuva. You go through all the gemaras, how they did it, and whatever. Boom, zeo. Things changed, and everything went back to good. It was an unbelievably accurate barometer of how you were behaving. Mida keneged mida on the spot. That's Hanogah Mishpat, and that's the world we grew up with. The world of Tanakh, the world of Shachar, the world of Hanasa Mishpat. Okay. Hashem, tomorrow we'll start looking at Hanogah Sayyid. And then on Reish Pei Vav, we'll start looking at how you meld these two things together and work with them together and how we live. Kalamaisa. We're not learning philosophy. That's not what we do here. But Mamash Prekel Eitzes. These are tools you need in order to get through Ikvesed and Mashiach. So, Meretz Hashem, tomorrow we will continue. Right now, all we've done is we have put Hanogas HaMishpat on the table. We've put Hanogas HaYichud on the table. Understand that we're outraged by Hanogas HaYichud. Makes no sense whatsoever. Certainly in the face of our understanding Hanogas HaMishpat. If you have a problem there, you haven't understood Hanogas HaMishpat and why Hashem created the world. Meretz Hashem, tomorrow we're looking at HaYichud, where it's not tolerant out here at all. Akol Bidei Shamayim. And we'll see how the two worlds some manage to live together and what they have to do with us. Okay, Ad Khan. You don't come back tomorrow, then just forget about the kasha. Just go back to Hanogas HaMishpat, live in Hanogas HaMishpat the way you've lived up to now. Shalom al Yisrael, don't worry about it, okay? And if you encounter this in some of the apikosis that's out there, you'll know that it's apikosis and you won't believe it, that's all.
Rabbi Sher, it's too exciting to leave now. Kalto.
What's exciting? Well, you've got a lot of problems now. The more problems than you had before you came. It's exciting.
Yeah.
A headache. Yeah, Rabbi Sher likes headache. Can I do? Okay. Have a good day, Rabbi Sher.
Kalto.